of Global Health Ministers. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The World Health Organization holds its first in-person assembly meeting since the pandemic began, and its leader gives an update on the pandemic.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus addressed the assembly in Geneva, Switzerland, saying that although case rates have slowed and the number of people dying from COVID is at its lowest point since March of 2020, the pandemic is not over.
That's not the message you want to hear. And it's definitely not the message I want to deliver.
Dr. Tedros says that while 60% of the world's population is now vaccinated against COVID, there are still over 1 billion people in low-income countries who are unvaccinated. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The first shipment of baby formula from Europe arrived today in the U.S.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Indianapolis to greet the military cargo plane carrying formula. The Air Force's help trimmed the delivery time to days. Otherwise,
it would take approximately 2 weeks for the normal commercial process to work.
He said cutting that time was a necessary step to take. The delivery brought enough formula for in excess of 500,000 baby bottles. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Biden is in Tokyo, where he's expected to announce further details about new economic partnerships.
Trade partnerships are in focus. They want guarantees of greater access to U.S. markets, but that's a tough thing to deliver, especially in this post-pandemic world where there's a push for Biden to bring more manufacturing back home and rely less on imports.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Tokyo. Power has been restored to most of a community in northern Michigan hit by a tornado Friday that killed two people. Officials say everyone in Gaylord has been accounted for. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
President Biden and the chairman of Hyundai Motor Group met in Seoul, South Korea today to discuss electric vehicles. And the president said he's taken action to ensure more electric vehicle production.
I signed an executive order setting a goal of having 50% of all new vehicles sold by the year 2030 be electric.
Hyundai has pledged to invest some $10 billion in U.S.-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies. As China continues to expand from the Pacific coast to the Indian Ocean, the U.S. and Japan are strengthening an alliance and working together. GOP Senator Tom Cotton thinks more should have been done by President Biden.
China is the number one threat we face. I wish President Biden had gone there early in his tenure, not spent so much time in Europe, not made his very first big glitzy international summit with Vladimir Putin last summer, for that matter. It's always important to talk to our allies and to visit with them, but what Xi Jinping and Chinese communists watch are actions. And unfortunately, Joe Biden's actions right now just are not backing up any words. China is still closing the gap with us militarily. They're gaining diplomatic ground.
Cotton on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Hurricane season begins next month and is expected to be a busy one.
Hurricane season begins June 1st in the Atlantic Basin, which includes the ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. Last year had NOAA's tropical meteorologists forecast above normal activity for the season, and their prediction had been proven true with 21 named storms and 7 hurricanes, 4 of which grew to be major cyclones. It's likely a similar forecast is in order for this year, and now is a good time for coastal and even inland residents on the eastern seaboard to stock up on supplies and double-check insurance coverage. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.